Stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow's now down more than 400 points, or nearly 1%, at 42,523. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. They call that one the Turkish March, from composer Johann Michael Haydn, and a performance by the Netherlands Wind Ensemble. Taking us into our noon hour of classical music on KPR, I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you. This hour, we are anticipating a visit from the BBC Symphony Orchestra and a double concerto, music for violin, cello, and orchestra by Frederick Delius, along with the Eroica Trio giving us a little sonata from the Baroque time, all in just a little bit. Kansas Public Radio continues on with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Music for you by Ottorino Respighi, a great Italian composer of the early 20th century, one with a keen interest in Italy's musical past, which he explored with a trio of orchestral suites that were all based on Italian and Renaissance lute pieces. They were known as his Ancient Airs and Dances suites, the first of which we'll enjoy next with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on KPR. From Ottorino Respighi, his first suite of Ancient Airs and Dances, music based on Italian lute music of the Renaissance and early Baroque, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:26, and in about 10 minutes from now, the BBC Symphony Orchestra brings us a double concerto, music for violin, cello, and orchestra, by Frederick Delius. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Rahman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, the last bit of music that we heard was based on early Baroque Italian lute music. What we'll listen to next is some Italian music of that era, music from composer Antonio Lotti, born in the mid-1600s in Venice and was employed chiefly as the organist at St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. We'll hear a trio sonata in G he composed, played for us by the Eroica Trio on KPR. Trio Sonata in G Major from Italian composer Antonio Lotti of the Baroque era, performed by the Eroica Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:36. Coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, with an update of headlines, and we're enjoying classical music until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Live Day is just around the corner. It's coming up on Friday, when we'll feature live classical music throughout the day, both from our performance studio in the Lawrence Public Library. This year's performers include the Washburn Winds, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, and more. Live Day on Friday is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye, Yeller Brick Road. The final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And now we bring in the BBC Symphony Orchestra with a concerto by Frederick Delius, one that was written around the year of 1915, and it was for a pair of sisters, violinist and cellist May and Beatrice Harrison, respectively. Hudelius had caught in a performance of Brahms' double concerto in A minor for violin and cello and wanted to create something similar for the two of them. Delius's own double concerto, the BBC Symphony with violinist Tasman Little and cellist Paul Watkins, on KPR. A concerto composed in 1915, a double concerto for violin and cello by Frederick Delius, performed by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, violinist Tasman Little, along with cellist Paul Watkins, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. We'll get into some more classical music in the next hour. Mozart and his Fourth Piano Trio on display, along with music by Leos Janacek, Oscar Strauss, and more still to come on Kansas Public Radio.
The summer comes.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
35 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, opening things in our 1 p.m. hour of music, conducted by Alfred Walter, in music of composer Oscar Strauss. They call that one the Old Viennese Round Dance, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you. Music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. The Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra will make an appearance this hour with music from a great Czech composer. We'll enjoy the Latkian Dances by Leos Janacek all in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. And the Topeka Symphony presenting Putin on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. Time next on KPR to enjoy music by Mozart, some of his chamber music. Between the years of 1786 and 1788, Mozart composed about 5 piano trios, the fourth of which we'll enjoy next on KPR with violinist Jamie Laredo, Madeline Foley playing cello, and pianist Rudolph Serkin, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, Piano Trio No. 4, played by violinist Jamie Laredo, Madeline Foley, our cellist, along with pianist Rudolph Serkin, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:37, a little over 20 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR at the top of the hour, with more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Later on tonight, after All Things Considered, at 7 p.m., classical music continues with Destiny from 7 to 9. The seasons are changing through tonight's music. We'll have music of summer, fall, and winter, something that features a frozen horse, along with some music by Mozart, Haydn, and Mendelssohn. Destiny has classical music for you this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas Libraries and Library on the Lawn, featuring lawn games, food trucks, live music, and fun for all ages, today from 2 to 5 p.m. More at lib.ku.edu/events. The Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra has a performance next. Music by Czech composer Leos Janáček and something he wrote in the late 19th century. An orchestral suite similar to Béla Bartók's dance suite, in that it is comprised of all kinds of Czech folk dances, festive wedding dances, blacksmith and sawmiller dances, and the like. They're known together collectively as the Lepkian dances. Next on Kansas Public Radio. The Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra, and music by Leos Janáček, the Lepkian dances. The time is just about 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour. The Queensland Symphony Orchestra will bring us an orchestral rhapsody from an Australian radio drama called Blue Hills, and we'll pass together through the Celestial Gate, enjoying Symphony No. 6 by Alan Avanis. We've got that and much more still to come in an afternoon of classical music. Thanks for being with us. It is 65 degrees here on the KU campus. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
High Keep's Spooky Time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from KU Theater presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing Friday, November 1st through Thursday, November 7th. Tickets at kutheater.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 423 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra, led by Alexander Ferris, and music by Sir Arthur Sullivan, one of his Gilbert and Sullivan collaborations in the overture to a comedic operetta, which concerns a story of a princess who founds a woman's university, the overture to Princess Ida, on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, and classical music, which we're enjoying until 3 this afternoon. That'll be with the help of the players of the ensemble Ifiamingi, with music by Alan Avanis and the stirring and atmospheric Celestial Gate Symphony, the 6th by Alan Avanis, along with music for horn and piano by Rossini. The Queensland Symphony is with us next. We'll listen to some music from another English composer, one Ronald Hamner, who was born in 1917. In Surrey, England. He would have a career that started off as the manager of a theater organ and dance band arranger, would later found his own Latin American percussion ensemble called the Marimberos. He spent a lot of his time in Australia, and some of his music ended up being the theme for an Australian radio drama, which was all about the story of a family of doctors in a fictional Australian town, sort of Australia's radio answer to General Hospital. It was known as Blue Hills. And the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, under conductor Ronald Hamner himself, here for the Blue Hills Rhapsody on Kansas Public Radio. Music from English composer Ronald Hamner, taken from an Australian radio drama known as Blue Hills. From the 1970s, the Blue Hills Rhapsody, with Hamner himself as conductor of the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, and that recording here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:24 and still to come in about 10 minutes' time. The players of Ifiamingi and the Celestial Gate Symphony by Alan Avanis. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting a cappella group Straight No Chaser in their Top Shelf Tour, Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org. Temperatures in the mid-60s here at the KU campus. Skies are sunny and a high today around 71. Tonight should be clear with a low of 48. For tomorrow, it should be sunny, at least to begin with, and temperatures in the mid-80s. We have a slight chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon. We're joined next by horn player Herman Bauman and pianist Leonard Hokanson for some music by Rossini, music from his younger days before his operatic fame, Prelude, Theme, and Variations for Horn and Piano on KPR. Prelude, Theme, and Variations, composed by Rossini, performed by horn player Herman Bauman and pianist Leonard Hokanson on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed up by more classical music tonight from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host. KPR's annual Live Day is just around the corner, coming up on Friday, and it features performances by area artists, including pianist Lucy Ten, the ensemble Jopara, the Ad Astra duo, and more. It's Friday with concerts originating from both KPR's performance studio and the Lawrence Public Library. So I hope you can join us for Live Day. It's this Friday, starting at 9 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. Next on KPR, we're joined by the ensemble Ifiamingi. Serene, mystical, and ambient, those are all fair ways to describe the music of Armenian composer Alan Avanis, an Armenian-American composer of the 20th century. In this symphony, composed in 1959, Avanis's sixth symphony, we enter into a musical space which feels infinitely vast and timeless. They call this one the Celestial Gate, Symphony No. 6, with Ifiamingi on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1959, Symphony No. 6, or The Celestial Gate by Alan Avanis. Rudolf Worthen was conductor of the ensemble Ifiamingi here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, there's more classical music. Destiny is your host. From 7 to 9, I'm Jeff Watson. And thanks for joining me for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com.